Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
Now, the Irish Independent leading with Aer Lingus on the front page. They're describing it as last-ditch talks, but sides remain far apart. I think Aer Lingus passengers have to be careful here that they don't get too excited by hearing about the Labour Court getting involved. Both sides, Aer Lingus and IALPA, have been at the Labour Court before, and they still look to be poles apart. And the fact that this is separate meetings, so this isn't both sides hammering a deal out, separate meetings, but you never know. By the end of the day, they could both attend the one meeting and they could hammer out a deal, and maybe some of the action could be deferred. The Irish Independent says that the travel plans of tens of thousands of Aer Lingus passengers are hanging in the balance after the airline and its main pilots union agreed to attend the Labour Court in an 11th hour bid to avert industrial action due to begin tomorrow. I mean, the flights are cancelled and the changes have been made, so it is really the 11th hour. It's understood, according to the Indo, Aer Lingus is open to re-engaging in talks with IALPA, but Aer Lingus says that changes to productivity and flexibility have to form a basis to such discussions. What we really need now, do you remember during the Brexit negotiations, we need both sides to go into the tunnel. Don't say a word now. Go in and do your talks. Don't talk to the media. Don't be tweeting or anything like that. Don't say a word. Go into the tunnel, do your negotiations and see if a deal can be hammered out. The Irish Times has that on the front page as well. It says hopes of breakthrough rise in deadlocked Aer Lingus dispute. They are faint hopes, but the hopes remain. Also on the front of the Irish Times, Defence Forces generals have held a high-level meeting to determine the number of serving personnel with convictions for gender-based violence. Apparently, this was a hastily organised meeting convened amid growing public anger over the case of Cathal Crotty, who, of course, was a serving soldier who was spared jail last week after beating a woman unconscious. So there's a big meeting now in the Defence Forces to try and work out the total number of convictions for gender-based violence. I should tell you as well that Natasha O'Brien, who is Cathal Crotty's victim, is going to be on Lunchtime Live here on News Talk this afternoon. That show's down in Limerick, and Natasha will be on the programme, and there's a big protest on in Dublin this evening. The Irish Times also mentions Michael McGrath to be nominated as European Commissioner. It's a nice gig if you can get it, by the way. €300,000 he's going to earn, and Michael McGrath expected to be nominated as Ireland's next European Commissioner, and it's expected that should the Cabinet approve the role, he'll tender his resignation as Minister in the coming days, with his successor due to be appointed shortly. The Irish Times is saying this won't be a long, drawn-out process. Apparently, Taoiseach, the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, is anxious to move fast, but he is keeping his cards close to his chest. And whoever is Finance Minister, they need to get on with the job fairly quickly, because there's a budget to get ready, and you lose the summer and then we're into September, October, so we need a budget, so they have to appoint the minister very quickly. Still the same names being bandied about in the papers: Dara Cleary, Jack Chambers, Dara O'Brien, all being mentioned. So it won't be a female commissioner, and it won't be, I don't think, a female finance minister. We'll have more on that later, because there's an issue with women in politics on the numbers at the moment. Irish Daily Mail: spike in women taking cocaine. More women than ever are seeking help for cocaine addiction, with quantities of the drug available here at record levels. This is new research by the Health Research Board. That's also the front of the Irish Examiner. Cocaine addicts seeking services up 200%. So these are people who use cocaine and have an addiction problem, and they're up 200%. The Examiner says that Ireland's problem with cocaine is getting worse, with that surge in the number of people needing treatment for addiction to the drug since 2017. And of course, it's available right around the country, in every town and village and in every pub. It really is everywhere. I don't mean available in the pub. I mean that people appear to be taking it when they're out and about. Now, Cork-Limerick motorway is all over the papers as well. Irish Examiner says that a motorway with barrier-free distance-based tolling has been recommended to link Cork and Limerick as part of this €1 billion NM20 transport project. I'm sure a toll bridge would go down like a lead balloon. Even barrier-free tolling would probably go down like a lead balloon, but motorists would pay based on the distance travelled on the new road, with pricing to be decided once the road is built. So this is just what's being urged at the moment. The Irish Sun continues its coverage of 2FM. Someone else has gone now. It's very hard to keep up with who's left on the station. We're now told that the 2FM exodus is set to continue because Donnacha O'Callaghan is the latest to quit. He presents 2FM Breakfast and he's leaving it next week. So Carl Mullen will be the only original host left after Dearan Garrahy resigned. And a source says, I don't see how 2FM Breakfast can survive this. Then we heard, we know the two Johnnies are gone. Lottie Ryan was filling in for them. She was in the papers, according to her sources, yesterday, saying she's disappointed she's not getting the gig. The Mirror tells us that Garan Noon is in talks to fill the two Johnnies' drive time slot. 2FM bosses apparently are road testing some of Ireland's comedians and influencers. They're also looking at Justine Stafford. I really like her. I think she's great. And also the influencer Eric Roberts. So they're testing out all of these influencers. God be with the days when there was a radio professional who got a job in radio. Now you have to have a big Instagram following, apparently, to get a job, particularly on 2FM. So they're looking at Justine Stafford, Garan Noon, Eric Roberts to fill the two Johnnies slot. So they have a bit of a temporary summer schedule at the moment. Very messy because so many people are leaving. You'd imagine morale is pretty low. I mentioned their female candidates and politics. The Indo says that the local elections brought almost no progress for women in politics. The two main parties failed to select at least 30% female candidates, according to new research published by the National Women's Council of Ireland. So female representation at local level in politics is at just 26%, which is well below the European average. The Times of London looks at Taylor Swift. I'm sick of talking about Taylor Swift, but for the week that's in it, we'll mention her. And the Times of London says that she's been helping local communities across Britain after donating money to food bank charities. So we'll keep an eye on this in Dublin after she comes here. The singer is well known for supporting causes by donating to charities, apparently. And after she performed 3 sold-out shows in Liverpool, she made a donation to the St Andrews Community Network, which provides 11 food banks. She actually rang them and they missed the call. Then in Scotland, the Edinburgh Food Project thanked Taylor Swift after she made a donation after performing in Edinburgh. And Cardiff Food Bank also confirmed Taylor Swift made a donation after performing in the Principality Stadium. So you would assume that she'll make a donation to a charity here in Dublin. So we'll keep an eye on that. And finally, a couple of stories about the good weather. The Irish Independent says that sun-starved Irish families have delivered a sales boom for supermarkets as well as home and garden supply stores. So because the sun came out, lots of people hitting the shops. The sunshine has triggered a tourism and garden furnishings boom with sales of barbecues, garden furniture, parasols, inflatable swimming pools and fire pits soaring nationwide. In particular, people are flat out buying barbecues. Those sales have surged since the fine weather. B&Q, Woody's, Little Aldi, Home Value and Home Sense all recorded a big hike in sales of barbecues, charcoal and fire pits. Some shops said sales of barbecues have risen by almost 300% over the last week. Bad news for you though, it was lashing rain in Kildare this morning when I was leaving. So hopefully if you bought nice garden furniture, you have the cover on.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.